Deng is an officer in the South Sudan National Police Service, earning more than 110,000 South Sudanese pounds a month, or 40 US dollars, but he does not know what to do during Christmas. Deng, who didn't want full name used to avoid retaliation, says his salary is not enough for food, education, and medical expenses for his children. And he says he has waited for 12 months to be paid.
Now, in Christmas time, there is no salary, no even 1 month salary.
Civil servants were last paid some of their overdue salaries from 2023 in August. Deng says he is still waiting for his pay for this year.
But I did not receive the whole year salary since 2024 January up to date. So it has been affected my daily life. We have been working like bats. You know, bats can sleep at night, and then in the morning they went out early for daily survival.
South Sudan is an oil-producing country, but the ongoing conflict in Sudan has disrupted the flow of oil exports to international markets. The devaluation of South Sudanese currency and higher food prices have worsened the situation, forcing families to look for other means to survive.
God is the only one who will rescue us. I have seen now some people, just like 20% within the society, that are enjoying the good life, and then 80%, including us, with the organized forces and some civil servants, we have been struggling with this economic crisis.
Most civil servants in South Sudan also are struggling like Deng, trying to survive as they wait for their pay. The head of the Catholic Church in South Sudan, Cardinal Stephen Ameu, challenged the government to see the plight of civil servants.
Of South Sudan need to pay the salary for the worker. That can improve the situation of the people in short term, at least short term way. But we need the government to plan strategically for how to sustain the government.
Cardinal Ameu says the church will continue to pressure the government to remember its obligations to civil servants.
We cannot stay for 12 months without salary, and we expect that people will survive. But because the people of South Sudan are resilient, they are able to survive until today.
The spokesperson for the South Sudan People's Defense Forces, Major General Lul Rai Kong, says soldiers are expected to receive their salaries from last January this week.
Now we are receiving our salaries. Most of our financial officers, they are at the central bank. Central bank is working today.
President Salva Kiir plans to introduce austerity measures in 2025 and cut expenditures. Michael Makwe, the national government spokesperson, says the move will save the country's resources, which can be channeled towards paying civil servants.
He gave us the steps or the measures that he intends to take during this coming period. As you know very well, this is a difficult period, and as such, we need to strengthen and improve on the and apply proper control measures in order to control this unnecessary expenditure.
The austerity measures may include cutting down on overseas travel for government officials and medical services outside the country.
Meanwhile, our hospitals here are the best now here in the region.
Makwe says the government also plans to stop its heavy reliance on oil revenue and will look for alternative sources of income, such as broadening the tax basket. The country's oil revenue supports up to 90% of South Sudan's national budget. For VOA News, I am Sheila Oponi reporting from Juba.